Happy New Year, tribe. Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices.
I'm Mila.
And I'm Erica.
And it is 2024.
It's 2024. It's a new day. It's a new year. Maybe it's a new you. Maybe it's not. Maybe you feel the same as you felt yesterday because, bitch, it really is just another motherfucking day.
It's an improved you.
I like to look at New Year's as just a reset, a reminder. A lot of times we put so much pressure on ourselves to like become these new people overnight, to have these big goals set up. And that kind of takes the fun out of the journey. And as you know, this is season two of Good Moms, Bad Choices, which is kind of a funny idea because, you know, we've been, if you've been rocking with us since the beginning, we've been podcasting for almost 6 years every single week. And so this year we are moving with more ease and we're moving into season. So this is season two.
Episode one. Even though season one was 300 episodes, this one will not be.
And, you know, we open up our year with a meditation. It's sometimes led by us, sometimes led by someone else. But we've had quite the 2023, and I felt like it was really appropriate for us to enter into this space with y'all and this intimate, beautiful backdrop.
Oasis.
If you're listening to this podcast, make sure you go check us out on YouTube. We're actually out of the studio, which we're going to be doing a lot more of this season. And you know, if you're the meditation, you want to like set the scene, then definitely check us out on YouTube and tap into the environment that we're in right now. I want to start off by saging you guys.
Sage the people, my love.
Sage them.
I just want to say, I think for 2024, I know like everyone's always like new year and new me, and there's all this pressure to perform as soon as like this 24-hour mark hits. And, you know, that's good to have change and to have goals, but I think ultimately, I think sometimes it kind of, it fucks people up because you're like, damn, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I'm not doing it perfectly, I'm not working out. And I think a lot of times that gets us further away from our goal. And so this meditation is really based in the journey. It's based in compassion for yourself and love for yourself, so that even during this journey, we don't forget that we too are human and we are flawed, and this journey is flawed and it's going to be up and down, and that's what we can expect. So I just want to remind everyone in the beginning of the year, be peaceful, be easy on yourself like you would your kid or your friend.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to bring you in. Come a little closer. Come closer. Come. Can you smell the sage? I just love the smell of sage, mm-hmm. Palo Santo. It's just a reset. It really engages your senses and invites you to really just ground down and calm down and say, all right, I'm going to let that shit go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let yesterday's hangover go. Whatever you did last night or this weekend. I'm going to let that energy, that stagnant energy, release.
And as you release and you take some deep breaths in, take a deep breath, inhale, and let's just indulge me in some Mila moans. I think a lot of us, we feel judged if we're not saying English words. And so we reserve that for the bedroom. But just take some inhales and exhale with sound. So it can just relax your nervous system and let your body know you're safe. And kind of tap into the pleasure that is in your environment, all around you, in your body.
And if you have a joint nearby like I do, you can also inhale.
Can also light up and inhale.
Inhale your weed. And this also can be part of your meditation. Listen, I know there's like, I feel like in this space of meditation and all these different modalities, sometimes there's like this like elitism in it. And it feels like, oh, like I don't, I can't, like, oh, I don't know how to meditate. Like, I can only, every time I meditate, I fall asleep, or I could never lead a meditation, or like, you smoke and meditate. Like, whatever you need to do, bitch, to ground the fuck down, do that shit.
There's no right or wrong, good or bad. It is all up to you. You are the jury and the judge of your own case. You make the rules. So remember that when you're observing other people, observing yourself, there is no good or bad. It's just you, and what you feel is your scale. So however way you want to meditate, I like to meditate with my eyes open at a soft gaze to kind of bring in the inside outside so I won't fall asleep, because bitches be falling asleep. If you need a little weed, if you need a little wine, whatever it is that you need, just make sure that you are at a 10 spot in your pleasure. What do you need right now to bring your pleasure to a 10? 10 out of 10. Do you need a blanket? Do you need some aromatherapy? Do you need some water? Do you need a jacket?
Light a candle. Put some tunes on, the backdrop of our voice. You want to lay down. Sit up. Just take a second to just be still. Listen to your environment. Listen to the sounds in your car, if that's where you're at, your apartment, your house,
office.
Just take a second.
Even if you're in the bathroom hiding from your kids. I like to take 10 breaths to clear my palate, clear my thoughts. The goal is, no matter what comes up, just allow the thoughts to pass. Don't judge them. Just observe them. If you find yourself going off track, that's fine. Just gently bring your attention back to the meditation. And start, if you've lost count of what breath you're on, start from one. The problem is we don't give ourselves time to be imperfect, space to mess up, and then just simply try again.
And we're going to take a few more deep breaths, and I'm going to play my bowl, which this is my root chakra bowl. It's going to help us ground into the space before we really get into the meditation. So let's take one deep breath together.
And then we're going to start getting into our meditation. In Tantra, Tantra is literally mean weaving light and form with sound, which is simply visualizations, your voice, and intention. And so we're going to start with a three-part breath, visualizing white light, inhaling through your nose, just visualizing beautiful white light filling your lungs, and then hold at the top. Visualize red light flashing throughout your entire body, and then exhale out your nose, blue light. Inhale white light, visualizing it. Hold at the top, flashing beautiful red light. Exhale, blue light. One more time, we're going to inhale beautiful white light. Hold at the top, visualize flashing red light through all of our energy body. And then exhale, blue light. And now we're going to add some mantras with it, some sounds. Inhale, white light, think Om. Hold at the top, flashing red light, think Ah. And then exhale, blue light, thinking Hung, H-U-N-G. Do that two more times. Inhaling white light, Om. Hold, flashing red light, Ah. Exhale, blue light, Hung. Om. Ah. Hung. And then we're going to add one more layer, one more mantra. We're going to visualize white light inhaling through our nose, thinking Om, and we're going to add positive thought. And then we're going to hold at the top, flashing red light, Ah, thinking positive speech. And then we're going to exhale, blue light, Hung, thinking positive action. Last time, inhaling white light, Om, positive thought. Hold red light, Ah, positive speech. Exhale, blue light, positive action. And now we're going to invite you to close your eyes and join us in a visualization to guide you through this next year. Throughout it, just if your mind wanders, it's okay. Just gently bring it back.
Just take some deep breaths. Settle into your space. And let's begin. As you ground down into your seat, just imagine what it feels like to have a body, to be a soul in a body. The way your toes feel, sensation in your legs. Release any tension in your hips. As you travel up your spine to your shoulders, take note of where you have any pain, any discomfort. And as you travel up to your head, your crown, pay attention to any sensations in your forehead. Your jaw, is it loose? Is it tight? Relax your tongue. Take a deep breath in and out. As we reflect on our 2024 and think back to 2023, I want to invite us to remember to give ourselves space. We may have not hit every single goal because we are high achievers. And that's okay. And releasing the expectation to perform or be perfect in 2024, I want to invite you to just choose peace. Choose peace and ease.
I'd like to invite you to just take a moment and reflect on this last year. All that you've accomplished, all that you've done, how far you've come. Take a moment to just sit in gratitude for existing and making it. Take a moment to thank yourself, to forgive yourself. Think of this body as a vehicle. Care for it like a brand new, top-notch luxury vehicle.
When you think of your body as a vehicle and the journey of your life in this vehicle, it allows you to really put in perspective how well you treat the vehicle that you're in and what's inside, and creating the best conditions so that you can move smoothly through your destination, even though you are going to encounter twists and winds and you go through different seasons and terrain may change along the way. But the one constant on that journey is you. You get to shift the energy. You get to have control over how you decide to react, to maneuver, to accept, to not accept whatever comes towards you. In 2024, we're not putting energy towards anything that does not support our highest activation of self. Where we feel the most nourished, where we feel the most enriched, where we can really thrive, where we really can take that journey, where we really can take the road less traveled. That's the energy that we're inviting in.
If your mind wanders, that's okay. Just gently bring it back to the current moment without judging your thoughts. Just ground down and breathe.
And take another deep, long breath through your nose. Hold at the top. And release. I'm going to do that two more times. Inhale at the top. Hold. And release. Last one, inhale. Hold. Keep holding. A little bit longer. A little bit longer. And release. So when you reflect on the vehicle that's carrying you through this journey back to yourself, which is kind of the evolution of just humankind, it's like this never-ending need and want to expand improvement, to consider, to reflect, and I think the biggest reminder of all of that is that it all starts with you. You have to take care of yourself. You have to be in agreement that while you are here on Earth, your only real mission is to take care of yourself in all ways. In your joy, in your health, in your body, in your relationships, in your experience, in your environments. And in 2024, we are walking in with abundance. We're walking in with health at the forefront of our journey into this next year. Realizing that health is a privilege. To be able to be healthy is a privilege. To be able to even have the capacity and the time to consider your health is a privilege. And it's one that we all need to take advantage of while we're here.
Let this be a reminder that this year is all about self-devotion. To your inner voice, to your highest good, and to all paths back to you. Shameless, unwavering self-love is what this year is about. Don't feel like you're overindulgent. This year is a year of following your pleasure, figuring out what that is, and doing everything in your power to live in your highest pleasure, because you deserve it, you're worthy of it, and this is your year. So when you're ready, bring your attention back to the room. And remember, you are that bitch.
Amen. Ashe. And anything other, and anything else you believe in.
Wow. That felt great.
Wow, well, thank you for joining us on this New Year's meditation. We hope that this is a beautiful reminder that all paths lead to you, and you decide what that journey feels like, what that journey looks like, and how easeful you want to make that journey. So, and how fun you want to make it, and how freaky you want to make it. Like, you kind of get to decide all that shit. And so I hope that also this meditation reminds you to play, like, just have fun in 2024. Like, it's been a heavy few years, right? And it's been a lot of good. There's been a lot of other shit too. And I think what we've all come to understand is that we can't take this life for granted. We can't take this peace for granted. We can't take the privilege of life for granted. So just have fun and be well.
You make the rules. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.